Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, we are back.
We're back. The bells are ringing.
The same room.
I am so happy. It's been hard.
It's been hard.
And our voices sound so rich and so deep.
Yeah. Well, there's just something about being together in the same room and looking at each other. I mean, it speaks to the human part of things.
Absolutely.
Like, when you're together in person, there's a whole different. I mean, not to get all energy and like vibes and waves
and woo woo,
but there is a different energy when you're together in the same room. I did say, well, Matt.
Oh.
Don't you mouth to me.
What'd you say?
Don't you mouth to me, well, Matt, like I didn't say, well, Matt. I said, well, Matt.
I am so out of the groove.
I said, well, Matt. I said, well, Matt, we are in the same room together.
We are. We're in the same room. Mm-hmm. It's been a long break.
It's actually been longer than a month.
It's been a long time. Yeah. So I'm glad that we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Hey, tell us your good day.
Okay. My good day, I was recently in Aruba. My girlfriend Darla from college, my best friend from college. We've remained best of friends, and I am so honored and just feel so special that she would include me in a new set of friends in Hilton Head that she's made playing pickleball.
Oh my.
Pickleball. Okay. And so met these ladies, great group of friends, and went to Aruba. And you know, let me just tell you, you get to know people in a different way and a little better and a little deeper and a little richer when you travel with them.
Right.
So my good day was a day that, okay, first of all, most active vacation I think I've ever been on in my life. And they're probably, if they're listening, probably laughing, saying, we weren't that active at all. Very, very active group of friends.
Well, you know, I've been on vacation with you, and it's a lot of books, it's a lot of pool, it's a lot of beach, and you kind of rotate. And then, obviously, we eat. So it sounds like you did all the hiking and all the swimming and the cliff jumping.
And the pickleball and a water aerobics.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it was so
proud of you.
Fun. We had so much fun. So we did a UTV day. It's a...
I think you're going to say.
Not UTI day.
We had a lot of cranberry juice on this thing.
We did not do a UTI day. We did a UTV, which stands for something. You can Google it. I don't know. Yeah. But it's not an ATV. It's a UTV. It's kind of like a Razor two-seater. And we all went. There were six of us. And we were the only vehicle that had two people in it. Everybody else had their own vehicles. I chose to ride. Darla drove. And I videoed.
That's awesome.
The whole time. It was so fun. And it just... Listen, don't forget to have fun.
Yes.
Like tap back into what you would have done when you were younger.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it was lovely and fun. And we really just all did something we hadn't done for a very, very, very long time, if ever. And it was just a really wonderful day.
That's so cool. My good day is, and we're going to talk about a little bit more about this, but my good day was this weekend. We literally refreshed our living room, like literally top to bottom.
You had a glow up.
We had a glow up. And I'm not going to lie. Like, it's a little touch and go sometimes when you do home projects. I'm a little bit in my head, a little tired, a little grumpy maybe, but I'm happy it's done.
And it looks so good. Your little gallery wall looks good.
Yeah.
And dear God, you got a new couch. We got a new couch.
That's right. Well, hey, before we get too far, we've been apart. And they say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh, okay.
And it does, Leanne. And I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too.
My children, we let them stay up late so that they could see you before they went to bed.
I got a long embrace from each of them.
I know.
I hugged you and Mallory because I still believe we need to hug more.
I know. You are a hugger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to spend some time today reflecting on our time apart.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, things that maybe we've learned or reflected on. And so this is a little bit of one of those like catch up with friends kind of podcast.
Yeah. It's kind of like when we were away.
Yeah.
When we were away. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, why don't you start with some of the things that you were talking about?
Okay. All right. So I was telling you and Mallory, this story a little bit upstairs, and Mallory said, oh, you need to share that on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I historically in my life have loved exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You were
an aerobics instructor.
Yeah. And before I went on this vacation to Aruba, before I went away, I just felt this like this little pressing in my heart that I was going to learn something, that I was going to walk away with being taught something or reminded of something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. I wasn't scared of it. Sometimes in Christian culture, we can be scared of that. Like, what's coming?
It's like, don't pray for patience something's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But I just felt like this sweet, like, I'm going to remind you of something.
Yeah.
And so there were a few things, but the first thing was the day that we went on that UTV excursion.
Yeah.
There were things that were, that I have not done probably since I was in my 20s, like crawling over rocks.
Right.
And, you know, like we had to crawl over rocks, like this volcanic rock, to get to this natural pool. And it was so beautiful and the water was so beautiful. So we get in this natural pool. And there, and up on these rocks was, and I'm not making this story up, this is for real. Up on these rocks was this very tan man. Like, he was very tan, very fit.
Yeah.
And probably a little bit older than, maybe my age or a little bit older. Yeah. And he's standing up on these rocks. I'm like, what's this dude doing? Well, I figured out quickly that he appears to stay there almost all day for these tours, because there's another natural pool over the rocks. Like, you have to climb up over the rocks and then up over into this other second pool.
Yeah.
So two of the women just like went up, got, and he was there. They got up and over. And my girlfriend Dollar was like poking her head up over the rocks saying, you guys come. And I'm like, oh, I'm going.
I'm not going to be the last
one. I'm like, I'm going up those rocks. So I start up the rocks and I was like, wow, like, thank you, body. Like, I have not done something like this for a while. And this is not like a rock wall with a cable around my waist.
Right.
This is like for real out in nature. And so I'm climbing up. And, you know, I'm in my bare feet and my feet are like grabbing the rocks, mm-hmm. and my hands are grabbing the rocks. And not kidding, this guy leans down and he says, call me Rambo. His name was Rambo, not a joke. And he's like, and I'm getting further up and I'm having to swing my leg farther and just really kind of push myself in a way, like mentally. And he grabs my hand and he says, okay, mama. Okay, baby. Like, he's saying these words and I'm like, oh, I can do anything. Like, this guy's just like treating me like I'm 22. And he's like, and I'm in this hold position and I have to take my right leg, which is behind me, mm-hmm. and I have to swing it around far up ahead of me, up ahead and kind of up.
Yeah.
And he says, just make the move. Just make the move. Make the move, baby. Just make the move. And something just came over me like, yeah, just do it. Just make the move. And so I swung my leg around. I didn't hesitate. And I did it. And I got up over. And I just felt like it was like this lesson of like, we are all much stronger than we think.
Yeah,
we can all do much more than we think we can do. And sometimes we just need I'm not being silly. I'm being serious. Sometimes we just need a Rambo to grab our hands and say, make the move.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
Right.
Swing that leg around. You can do it. Let's do it. And it felt really good. So we're up in this pool and we're having a good time and we have about 10 more minutes. And all of a sudden somebody says, how do we get back down? And Rambo says, well, you jump. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? He says, you jump off the rocks. We had to jump. And so that was another thing that I just, you know, I had to crawl back over. You have to kind of crawl down and everything is between sharp and slippery. There's no in between. It's either sharp or slippery. And so I'm standing and he's saying, just jump, just push off and just jump, just make the move. And I'm like, okay, Rambo, I trust you. And I just jumped. And it was just a great feeling to be able to do something like that.
Yeah.
And to be able to just make the move and do it. And, you know, sometimes you just need a little help. And then we climbed about 117 stairs back up to this Jeep that we kind of rode down to this little pool in.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun. It was a great day. But it just was a great reminder that we are stronger than we think we are. And
absolutely.
We are more capable and we can do more than
we think. Were you so proud of yourself?
I was inside. I really was. I was like, you know, I can do hard things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Were you, did it make you feel like proud of your body? Like,
well, I was thinking,
man, I can do stuff like this.
I was thinking my body, and then that leads me to my second thing, and I'll just go over it really quickly. Going.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, in that week, that exercise, the pool aerobics, even trying my hand at pickleball for the third time in my life, it just, it really just kind of injected me with this want. Like, mm-hmm. there's a difference between, oh, I have to do that, and it feels like drudgery.
Right.
And my body needs me. My body needs me to take care of itself. My body needs me to do some of these things so that I stay happy, healthy, and strong. Mm-hmm. And so I have felt very encouraged by this group of women. They're very, very active. That when I came home, I am going to Planet Fitness. If you are listening, I am going to Planet Fitness in the morning.
Judgment free zone.
And
that's what they say.
And I am going to start. I'm not going to do anything crazy, Matt, because the last time I told myself I'm getting back into exercise, I did CrossFit.
Well, and you stovepiped your neck.
I thought I could.
Do you remember that?
I do
remember. They said, do a handstand against the wall. And you're I can do a handstand against the wall. And you landed on your neck.
It was not good.
It squished you like a crushed can.
It was
not good.
It was not pretty. So I'm not going to do
Don't do that this time. Don't do that.
I'm going to go and I'm going to do some things strategically. And I'm going to start moving my body again because I just... I want to do more trips like this. I want to do more things like this in my daily life. And hopefully one day I'm going to be a grandma and I want to get up and down off the floor easily.
Yeah, that's right. You know, just so you know, when we're at Disney, we do about 20,000 steps a day.
A day?
Oh, yeah. So easily. So listen, going to Disney is not just like chill out. Like you're walking.
What shoes do you wear?
Well, Leanne, I always take... broken in shoes. That's my first tip. Yeah. Never bring a pair of new shoes, but I have some old tennis shoes that I actually love for Disney. And
I'm not kidding.
I have some Reeboks and some Asics that are my go-tos.
What's that shoe that's the rage right now? Hoka? Hoka?
Is it Hoka?
Hoka. Hoka. If you're listening, is it Hoka? H-O-K-A. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, Hoka, thick soles.
With the thick soles.
Yeah, I have some of those. I like them.
A lot of people love those.
I like those. Well, while I was away, first I'm going to talk a little bit about Hilton Head and some lessons from there. You know, I shared the post-it note thing last week, and I have gotten so much feedback from that. Actually, one of our dear friends, Ashley Sutton, shared that she did it with her kids, that she had this elaborate spring break plan for them to go away, and she canceled her plans and stayed home and sat down with her kids, did the post-it things, and she's like, we're knocking out things that they want to do, like painting rocks and just fun stuff that the kids chose that they wanted to do. But out of that, I had shared about Lego Day that my in-laws started when it was raining at Hilton Head. And it's just one of those reminders for me, you know, if we're pulling life lessons out of things that we've experienced, it reminds me of how you can take something really disappointing and turn it into something really good.
Good.
You know, we had, you had your flight delayed. I was thinking about this too. Your flight kept getting delayed. It was like 9 o'clock.
Eight times.
And you ended up driving home.
I just got myself two things happened.
Yeah.
It got delayed 8 times until 1:50 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I looked around that airport, and I saw the looks on the people's faces, and I heard a man yelling at customer service, and another man say, sir, we're going to have to call security on you.
Oh,
and I thought, you know, this is not an environment that I want to stay in.
You're
until 1:50 a.m.
No.
So I just got on Priceline. I booked myself a little hotel with one queen size bed.
Look at you.
And I just went to the hotel and rebooked my flight. Well, when I rebooked my flight for the next day, the first flight, it was already booked because other Yahoos had that idea earlier than me. And so that flight was booked. So my flight wasn't until 3:55 p.m.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to rent a car and I'm going to hit the road, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I just drove from Charlotte.
Well, and you know what's so great about that is I think sometimes in life, I struggle with this. Listen, I'm 39 and I still struggle with coming up with a plan B. You know, I expect my days to be sunny. I expect everyone to be happy and do
like
what I...
Yeah, you don't like a shift in plans.
I don't love that.
Especially at the last minute.
I don't love that. But you know, what I've been thinking about with the Lego thing and the post-it notes, what is you can have a plan, but also to be able to be flexible and resilient when things don't go your way is a really good thing. And I'm still working on it. I actually heard this clip that breezed by on my Instagram. I think it was from Lewis Holmes' podcast.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Lewis Holmes, if you are listening,
like you, Lewis.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you, Lewis.
On his podcast, he had a mental health expert, and she said that mental flexibility is one of the most valuable resources in our arsenal for our mental health. And really, that's a lesson in resiliency, and we've talked about that before. But flexibility in your mental health is one of the very important trait for people to acquire. And so
does it, what's the advantage of mental flexibility? Does it help you live longer?
I don't know. I think your mental, I don't know, cause I didn't dive deep in this one, but I would say that our ability to pivot in situations without it disrupting our mental health really upsetting us it makes you resilient and flexible so that you're not stuck in a rut.
Right.
You know, and I think truthfully, sometimes I struggle with that still. I still want things to go the way I want them to go. And so the Lego thing is just such a good, tangible example of when things don't work out the way that we want, we might have something better come along. And now when we're on vacation, my kids pray for rain days because they know that if it's rainy, they're going to get a Lego set.
Hey, that's good.
You know, so that's one of my lessons. The other thing that we've been up to in our family is, listen, our friends in the podcast family and our friends on Instagram,
yes,
they have been with me,
yes,
on this journey
of the couch.
Yeah.
I've been with you on the journey for years in real life.
I know. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry it took me so long. But
it was a good approach.
In February, we decided it's time. Our youngest child is turning four. She's good at like listening to directions and not ruining things. And so, you know, you even said tonight when you got to sit on the couch for the first time,
it's so pretty.
You said, you know, this is a good age because you're not covered in bottles. There's no babies here. There's changing diapers.
There's
sippy cups. We don't have sippy cups anymore. Oh, we phased a lot of those things out of our life.
Yeah.
And it was just time. So, you know, we lifted our white couch. She went away.
It wasn't white, but go ahead.
Our maroon and gold couch went to a sweet couple that's friends of ours. Mm-hmm. And we got our peacock blue sectional. And she is a beaut.
And it's so comfy.
It's so comfortable.
Shout out
Levin Furniture in Northeast Ohio.
If you are listening, Levin.
Yes, we shopped around. And you know what? What it really came down to was we wanted a deep seat,
Okay.
And we wanted a fun color.
It's so cozy.
Here's the thing. We are maximalists.
Yes.
I decided that we're going to call ourselves maximalists. Someone on Instagram said, I would call you eclectic. Mallory and I are not white wall kind of people.
No.
That's just not us.
Yes.
I love going into people's homes. It feels really neat and tidy and clean, but that's just not how I live.
Yeah.
I collect colorful things. I love color. So we actually painted our living room pink.
I know.
It's like a blush light pink. With a peacock blue couch.
It's perfect.
And we just did some refresh. And
it's very cheerful.
You know, here's my lesson that I'm pulling from it. Of course, there are lessons on refreshing your house. Of course, I could tell you a lot about, you know, actually someone that we love, The Nester. Mm. She has a new book coming out called House Rules.
And guess what?
What?
Tell me.
We are interviewing her.
We are.
We are so excited to have The Nester on our podcast.
She's going
to
be on our podcast and we are so excited.
And we actually got her book before it's released. Her book is called House Rules. And one of my favorite one that I'm really excited to ask her about is one that Mallory and I have been using, but she put words to it to describe what we do. And it's called Shop the House.
Yes.
So really, if you go through and really look at all the things in our living room, they are things that we've had in other places. Often what we'll do is we'll get a couple things and then we'll take everything off the wall and rearrange it and put it all back up. Mm-hmm. And we really shop the house so that you know, when you look at things like that, you think, oh, I don't have the money to do that. Well, we, first of all, when it comes to the couch, we waited a long time. I mean,
yes, and you
we've
saved.
Been married 12 years, and this is our first big furniture purchase, honestly, besides like a mattress.
It was worth the wait.
And it was worth the wait. And here's what I'll say to you, too. If you are the kind of person who is like, I need a couch, I want a couch, I want this big purchase, save your dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so sweet when you have the opportunity to buy something and enjoy it without that stress of like, listen, I've bought a car when I needed to buy a car. It is not my favorite thing to do.
Right.
It is not my favorite thing to do to like make purchases under pressure and under stress.
Right.
And so for us, of course, we were happy to get new couches. Could we have kept the old one? You would say no. I would say yes. But we, it is so sweet when you've planned and you're prepared.
Yes.
And so if that, if you're in that boat, I would just say, hey, make the updates, but do it when it's comfortable and when it makes you feel comfortable, because don't take out a line of credit and stress yourself out.
Yeah,
if that,
so
if you can't do it, don't do it.
Or don't charge it and be stressed that you've spent more than you should have. Because when you can, when you save and you have the margin to make the choice
and
to pick the fabrics and all that, it's so nice. Also, just to circle back to the Nester, she has a podcast too, Matt, and it's called House Rules.
Yes, I love her.
And then her sister, Emily P. Freeman.
We love her sister.
She also just wrote a book called How to Walk Into a Room.
And her podcast is called The Next Right Thing.
Yes. So, we love her.
We're excited
to
meet her.
We're going to just ask Emily P. Freeman to be a guest on our
absolutely.
Podcast too, because she is, those sisters have the sweetest approach. They use their words so well.
Absolutely.
And Emily P. Freeman, that book, I cannot wait to dig my eyeballs into that book, because it is the art of walking into a room, but also walking out of a room.
Yeah.
And I just love that whole idea.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am too.
Hey, you had another lesson that you wanted to talk about or something that happened to you since we've been apart.
I did. And it happened in Aruba. You know, they call Aruba One Happy Island. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw you tag that, but I never heard of
that. They call it One Happy Island, even on the planes. They're like, welcome to Aruba, One Happy Island. I was like, okay, I love that.
Sign me up.
Tagline.
Yeah.
So when we were on our day excursion, and I'm telling you, you want to talk about dust? I had I could feel the grit in my teeth.
Well, hey, I didn't know this. I'm curious about this. I expected that when you went to Aruba, that it was like very
lush and tropical.
Yeah, lush, like rainforesty.
No.
Puerto Rico, or even like the South, you know how it gets humid.
It's a
10-minute
flight from Venezuela.
That's amazing.
It's very deserty.
Yeah.
And we went to this national park that has natural bridges, and it was so dusty. It was like a cloud of dust in front of you and behind you, because the ATVs, you know, were putting out all that dust. It was so fun.
But you were also near beaches, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That blue water. Like almost like aqua water. I mean, the water was beautiful. So we stopped at this church, and there was history behind this church, and our tour guides gave a little talk about it. But within the talk, the one guy said that this church has been known that when you pray pray for your miracle, or you pray that miracles have happened as a result of it in this church. And I felt like he wasn't even quite done speaking when I was already hightailing it to the inside of that church, because I'm like, listen, anybody tells me that a church has miracle power in it,
right?
I mean, I'm going in.
Yeah.
And so I went inside, I sat there for a minute just in quiet. And then I just prayed, and I said, God, I said, if I'm in need of a miracle in my life, I ask you for that. Mm-hmm. I ask you to do whatever it is that you want to do for my life.
Yeah.
And whatever miracle I may need, that you would do it.
Yeah.
And I just, it was just so kind and gentle. Not audibly, of course I didn't hear an audible voice.
Right.
But within me, I felt like I just felt the Lord say, am healing you.
Yeah.
I am still healing you. Mm. I am healing parts of you that you don't see and you don't know that need healed. And I am still at work in your life. And it was just like, that's it. That's all I needed to hear and know. And it was a wonderful reminder and a wonderful promise that he is with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And he's always at work in our life, even if we might not see it or yeah. we might not know it. He's still at work.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah. I love that. And I think sometimes when we think of miracle, we think of, you know, tangible things that are happening. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really profound to me that your miracle was just a whisper from the Lord. That it was just a whisper of like, I'm still healing you. We're still on this journey together. You're here. You're doing it.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I mean, really, I am the miracle.
100%.
You are the miracle.
Yeah.
Whoever's listening right now, you are the miracle.
Yeah.
Like, we are all miracles in our own right. And God will continue to work in your life and in your heart if you invite him to and ask him to. He is always at work. And I love that. I don't know, just that pressing in on my heart that I just felt it. And I thought, that's it.
That's so good.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my lesson.
Okay.
My second lesson.
Oh, you got another one.
I have another lesson.
We got lessons when we were apart.
Here's my lesson. We went putt-putting. So you were like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But listen, my children.
They love it.
Loved it.
Kids love it.
Here's what we've done in the past is when let me tell you a little story. When Mallory and I had babies 10 years ago.
Okay. Yes.
We started napping. Now, we weren't big nappers in college. I was never a big napper.
Well, once you have kids, you become a napper.
When we had kids, we were like, yeah, I'm going to lay down when the baby. You sleep when the baby sleeps.
Sounds great when kids are little.
100%. Well, that's a hard habit to kick. We've been napping for 10 years.
Are you saying you're a nap addict?
I'm a addict.
An addict. An addict. That's so great.
It's a hard habit to kick.
That's great. Like, we could have that on a t-shirt. I'm a naptic.
I'm a nap addict.
Naptic? What would you say? Oh, no, we got to figure that out.
We're spending too much time on this.
Yeah. Okay, go.
So what has happened historically is our kids have gotten older. We've had our two oldest kids are boys and our youngest is a girl. And so she's phasing out of naps. Well, when our kids were little, Mallory's dad would take Luca, the oldest, putt-putt golfing during nap time.
Well, yeah, now they all weren't
going to take a baby.
Oh, yeah, no.
Then Fitz got a little older and we had another baby. Mm-hmm. And so Fitz got to go putt-putting.
Oh.
And this time, against my better wishes, I suggested, hey, maybe we should all go putt-putting together. And you know what? I am so glad that I did.
Oh,
it
good.
It was so fun. Here's the thing. You know, sometimes there's things in life that we don't want to do.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
We do. Do I want to go putt-putting by myself? Probably not.
Never.
Like, that's not something when I say, like, what are my top 10 things I want to do? That's not going to make the cut.
Well, it's different when your kids want you to go.
Absolutely. And so we had such a good time. Remy, who is turning 4 this week, loved putt-putt golf. Did she do it great? No, she whacked the ball everywhere, but it was so fun and it created such a fun memory. And so it's just, honestly, it's a good reminder for me of two things. Is sometimes things we don't want to do, it's going to be better once you just do it.
Well, and also Matt, keep going.
I was going to say,
I'll hold the thought.
And the other thing I was going to say is when it's with your kids and you experience something through the lens of your kids, it's a totally different experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so watching my kids enjoy that experience, that was what it was for me.
Yes.
Do I still want to putt-putt? Not necessarily. Would I watch my kids putt-putt and do it with them? 100%.
Because sometimes the sacrifice in whether you want to go or not, the payoff is worth it.
Totally.
So it's almost like, do I really want to go to play putt-putt with... Not really. But then when you get there and you're with your kids and they want you there and they're laughing and they're enjoying themselves and they're high-fiving, all of that is what makes it so right. special.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing for you with the climb in the pool.
Yeah.
Did you want to go rock climbing? No, but you weren't going to miss out on an experience with your friend and natural pools and all the things you enjoyed.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. It's like, it's also like getting in the ocean. We got in the ocean several times with noodles where we couldn't touch and just were in that blue water.
That's awesome.
And I, every now and then we'd look around and be like, look at where we are. Like, this is incredible. The water is so blue. It's so beautiful. But we don't know everything that's going on in the ocean and underneath us, but we're willing to take the risk to be out there in the water with people we love, enjoying ourselves, because it's worth it when you do it.
100%.
And you know, I think it just speaks to, sometimes I think we limit ourselves or we don't do things for lots of reasons. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's safety. Sometimes it's sacrificing our time. Mm-hmm. But more than not, when we sacrifice to do something, especially when it involves other people, it's in the end, it's worth it.
Right, right. Absolutely. That's good.
Okay, Matt.
Hey, let's talk about food.
Let's talk about food. We got to get our rhythms down.
I know.
Right.
We got to figure this out.
Let's talk about food.
Walnut Creek Foods. They are the sponsor of our podcast.
We love them.
They are so supportive and so kind with us. You know what? With our guests that are coming up, you know what they let me do? They let me make a list. Us, we actually did it together. We made a list together.
Yes, we did.
We went to the store and we said, we need to mail these things to our guests that are coming up. So we we curated a box.
Yes, we did.
Of some of our favorite things.
We did.
Let me tell you what we put in, because these are some of our favorite things.
You have to say, who's getting our very first?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we have Amish church noodles. Mm-hmm. We have apple butter barbecue sauce.
Yes.
One of Leanne's favorite gadgets that they have there is called an onion keeper.
Yeah.
Where if you have unused onion, it keeps it safe and secure. Yeah.
And it doesn't make your whole kitchen or your whole refrigerator stinky.
We also put in Carolina barbecue sauce and we put in black raspberry jam. And 2 bags of beef jerky, original and teriyaki. Okay.
And then the Nester is getting our very first bag of special blend coffee.
Yes.
She's going to get our little mugs on that label.
That's right.
Our little faces around the label. And I always love that you are so intentional about thank you notes. And
I am.
And
I'm notes a thank of, you note yeah, writer. You're,
or even notes of greeting.
Yeah.
Like salutations, which I love.
Yeah.
So, we're going to watch the Nester with awe and shock and surprise as she opens that box from Amish Country.
That's
because
so awesome.
She's not expecting it. And, you know, I will say that I've worked with Walnut Creek Foods for a long time, since 2005. But I was a customer there. I was a customer at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market before that.
Right.
They have historically always been so generous.
100%.
So generous with the community. So generous with me, so generous with this podcast and our podcast family. Yeah. They are sponsoring our live event coming up at the end of April. And we are just very, very grateful.
Yes,
very
100%.
Thankful. Well, Matt, wrap us up.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us on this catch-up episode with lessons we learned from our time apart.
Yeah.
Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that
these are good days. This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.